Who doesn't have a difficult colleague, friend, or family member?
My sister was that at one time. I mean, she was crazy.
It's really difficult to put up with them.
The bad news, oftentimes you are forced to interact with these people on a daily basis, and they could have a personality disorder. But the good news is there are simple ways you can learn to deal with their behaviors.
A person with a paranoid personality, someone who is very much preoccupied with loyalty of other people. It is a person who constantly scans the environment and other people looking for possible indications or signs of some sort of deception.
The solution? Dr. Torton suggests stick to conversation topics that are safe and not too personal. Avoid any signs of criticisms or attack, and refrain from using language that is patronizing or condescending.
Narcissistic person really believes that she is better than you, essentially. And that because I am, as that person, I am better than you, I am entitled to expect you to do things for me. I'm entitled to be focused exclusively on my own needs and kind of disregard yours.
So how do you deal with those egomaniacs? Don't be defensive with this person. It could trigger a fight, and try to make yourself an important part of his or her world in order to keep up the relationship.
That is essentially a person who is dealing with a lot of internal, call it insecurity or internal anxiety and internal conflicts. And the way of resolving internal conflicts is by organizing the external environment.
Dr. Torton is talking about obsessive-compulsive disorder, which can make others jumpy. Try acknowledging their hard work with compliments. Compromise with them when possible, and also avoid conflict. And Dr. Torton reminds us we all have a little bit of these personalities in ourselves, so treat others as you would like to be treated. I'm Dr. Manny, Fox News.